With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We have a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves in the community, in our health center. And it is going to be an awesome show today. We've got some amazing testimonies of patients who have just experienced true healing. And the reason that I share testimonies and stories of our patients is because their story matters, because I believe it affects your life, maybe someone you love and care about's life. But really, at the end of the day, it gives people hope that no matter how far you feel like you've lost your health, or maybe no matter how confused you are when it comes to what's happening in our culture currently, or what's happening in your healthcare currently, listen, there's hope, because you were designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so we know right now in this culture, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that people want to be healthy. People want to be whole. They want to be restored, repaired, renewed. And that's why I have a radio show now going on 10 years, is because I believe that you deserve to hear truth about health and healing, and actually a positive message when it comes to health and healing, and how we can become counterculture. That's my goal with you as listeners, for my patients, family, friends, is that we are counterculture when it comes to our current healthcare system and our current healthcare results, because we know it is a broken system, it is a broken model, and so we got to do something drastically different to get amazing results. And the first thing I always say on that I tell patients and I recognize with patients and people who are calling in from the radio show, is that take responsibility is the number one thing we have to do. Is we got to start to take responsibility for our health, and that we have to recognize that the application of the principles of health and healing are challenging. But if you're plugged into a community, if you're plugged into our radio show, if you're plugged into our website, into our office, it's going to be easier to get the results that you desire and, most importantly, deserve. And we don't look for perfection, but we want progress. And with progress comes a process, right, and procedures. And so that's what we do in our clinic, is that we literally take our patients through specific processes, procedures, to get their body to heal and function 100%, starting with the health of the spine, our mindset, nutrition, detoxing, and exercise. We call it the five essentials of health and healing. Now, these five essentials are not just good ideas. They're actually essential for health and healing. And so, guys, our office is called Health From Within. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, next to Steinmart, Starbucks, Club Fitness. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com. And every show, I want to make sure you have access to tools, tips, and resources we have for you that you can apply today to your health. And so one of those things that I want to get into your hands is our gut health recipe book. So we actually have a recipe book that's in the form of a PDF. It's absolutely complimentary. All you have to do is simply pick up your phone and text in your email address, and we'll email you our gut health recipe book. It is a digital format, so it's awesome. It's easy. You can share it with anybody you love and care about. The number to text in with your email address for the gut health recipe book is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We're going to get into a lot about gut health today. I think it's one of those things that in our culture is recognized as a problem, as an issue. And sometimes we just don't know what to do or where to go or how to start to get where we need to be when it comes to our health, when it comes to our gut. But let's just talk about what's led us into poor gut health in our country. Well, look at some of these numbers I'm going to share with you. It's absolutely astounding. This is from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. The statistics of the U.S. population says that more than two-thirds of Americans do not eat fruit or vegetables at least twice a day. More than two-thirds do not eat fruits or vegetables at least twice a day. 82% of Americans do not want to give up the foods they like. 82% aren't willing to change the bad foods, pretty much. I mean, think about that. Talk about being stubborn, right, and not willing to change. And then when they get a diagnosis, they get put on a medication, and they still don't change, right? That's one of the biggest problems that I see in our patients that first originally come in. Is like they're like, oh, I'm healthy, but I take three medications. I go, then you're not healthy. You're not healthy if you're taking three medications. So you're willing to not change your food and drink and whatever it is, lifestyle habit, but you're willing to take medications and think you're healthy. It's not okay. That's not taking responsibility. That's deferring responsibility. And the prescription is literally an excuse, a permission slip to not change. In this case, to not give up the bad foods that you're eating. All right, 62% of Americans say they don't have time to track their diet. 60% of Americans say they like to prepare meals within 15 minutes. We're a culture that's convenient, cheap, and comfortable. Convenience. If it's convenient, we'll probably do it. 36% of Americans say they have no leisure time to get physical activity. We all have 24 hours in the day, and we still are making excuses. Because that's what they are. They are excuses. You can work out in 15 minutes a day. It's better than nothing, right? You can prepare your meals in advance. There's numerous amount of different applications on your phone that you can use to track your diet. And detoxing and giving up foods, to switch foods, there's so many different, I call them lateral shifts that we can do nowadays that 10 years ago you couldn't do. So if I said, don't eat any sugar, well, now instead of just not having anything sweet, you can actually use stevia as a replacement, right? Oh, don't eat, drink soda. Well, 15 years ago, people just had to figure out what to do instead of drinking soda. Now they have stevia sweetened sodas, right? Which aren't awesome for you, but they're better than traditional soda. And so I think one of the things we got to recognize is these excuses have to be called out. And why? Because I feel like someone, if no one calls them out, then you're going to just keep making the excuses. And I'm not talking to you as listeners, but I'm sure someone you love and care about is an excuse maker, right? And why is gut health so important is because if we have inflammation in our gut from horrible food or stress, then there's no way our body can fully heal. And what's interesting is that 70% of the immune system is housed in our gut wall. So that means our gut has control about 70% of our immune system. And that they call this a gut-brain connection. Okay, gut-brain connection is also something that gets affected. And so literally research shows that there's different amounts of neurons, millions of neurons in your gut that actually affect your brain health. And there's neurons in your brain that affect your gut health. This is why if you get nervous or you're anxious, you'll get butterflies or maybe you have to go to the bathroom more often, right? Because there's a gut-brain connection. This is also one of the reasons why if we're emotionally stressed, some of us are emotional eaters, right? Because there's that gut-brain connection. The neurons are affected with the type of foods that we consume, right? So we got to recognize, okay, where do we start? Well, one of the things that I like to break down is what are three steps you can do to help with your gut health, right? So the gut health diet is avoid the crap, replenish with good things, and supplement where necessary. So optimal gut health diet should consist of avoiding certain harmful foods, replenishing the foods needed for optimal gut health, and supplementing with nutrients that are difficult to receive from your diet alone, right? So what are things to avoid? Artificial sweeteners, sucralose, aspartame, blue, pink, yellow packets are toxic to your body and they damage your gut wall. Also, processed and high sugary foods, frozen dinners, granola bars, hot dogs, desserts, cereals, high fructose corn syrup, dextrose, maltose, trans fat, hydrogenated oils, all these things can damage your gut and digestion. Conventional meats, right? So conventional non-organic grain-fed meats are fed antibiotics and GMO food, which can be damaging to their gut, which then affects our gut bacteria, okay? So conventional meats are a no-go. Alcohol, I mean, drinking it, alcohol is a high-carb, high-sugary drink. And the problem is it's not only going to be a toxin, but it disrupts our disrupts our gut microbiota, our gut microbiome called dysbiosis. And so there are some studies out there that show that drinking small amounts of, red wine, for instance, can actually help our bacteria, but it can't be copious amounts of red wine, can't be copious amounts of alcohol, because that will damage our gut wall, our gut lining, okay? So replenish. What do you need to replenish with? You have to replenish with omega-3 fatty acids. This is something I supplement with myself and many of our patients do. It's highly found in fish, and it really helps with our gut bacteria. Probiotics. These foods like kimchi, sauerkraut, plain organic yogurts contain good bacteria, and they populate our gut to improve our gut health. Probiotics are the good bacteria in your gut, and prebiotics are essential for those probiotics, meaning prebiotics help probiotics to grow and multiply. So prebiotics are actually essential, and they are needed for probiotics to house our gut on a regular basis. They're found in fruits and vegetables and in raw foods. Raw food is another thing that you want to make sure you're consuming more raw food, like fruits and vegetables, right? Have not been processed or heated at a high level. These have digestive enzymes in them, therefore allows our body to digest food on an easier basis. And so these are just a couple of things when it comes to gut health. We're going to be going through more and more things on gut health as we go through the show today, but I also wanted to start off by sharing a testimony with you guys of a patient. His name's Steve. Steve came into the office 2 months ago. He was listening to us on the radio show, and he called in and he goes, "Dr. Nick, sounds like you're talking to me." And in that particular show, I was talking about acid reflux and numbness and tingling in the arms. And he goes, I'm a mechanic. I work over or under a car all the time, and it's getting to the point where I literally can't hold my tools because they'll fall because my numbness and tingling is so bad. He also said, "I keep having acid reflux. I literally, even with water, I have to take Tums or acid reflux medication, and my stomach just keeps getting worse and worse as I get older. I thought it was age, but a lot of my colleagues are the same age. They don't have the numbness and tingling. They don't have the acid reflux." He goes, "What you said makes complete sense of the spine. If the spine is damaged, it affects the function of the stomach. It affects the nerves that go to the hands. And so we have to see what the spine looks like." And so with Steve, we did a full exam of Steve's spine. We checked to see if there was damage in his cervical spine and his upper back. And from the side, you have to have a 45-degree curve in the neck. And he was at 10 degrees out of 45 degrees. He had lost nearly 100% of the curvature in his neck. Also, there was disc space degeneration and bone spurring in the lower part of his neck. And the nerves that come out of the lower part of your neck and his neck, they branch off and go to the arms and to the hands. Those same nerves have nerve roots that branch off and go to the upper stomach. And it wasn't a shock to him to know that, well, the damage in the neck is what's causing not only your numbness and tingling in your arms, but your acid reflux. And for once in his life, he had answers. He had answers. And so we started to adjust the spine. We started to correct it with chiropractic care and spinal rehab. And what's amazing is this. In the last 2 months, Steve's health has dramatically changed. He isn't taking one Tums. He doesn't take his acid reflux medication anymore. His stomach is 100% better, he would say. And his numbness and tingling is 90% gone. 90% gone. So Steve went from told he needs surgery to multiple stomach medications to now medication-free, no surgery. And you can talk about Steve having his life back. And it all started with him calling another radio show, getting a new patient appointment, and getting his life back. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And if you're thinking you want to see if we can help you and you want a new patient appointment, normally it's $150 to come into the office. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90 by calling in right now. When you call in right now, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Barnes, and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Last segment, we talked about how Steve had acid reflux and numbness and tingling down his arms. He was told he needed surgery. He was told he was going to be on stomach medication for the rest of his life. After 2 months of care in our clinic, he is medication-free and he is 90% better with his numbness and tingling. He's literally canceled the surgery. Steve has his life back, and it all started with him calling the radio show. Why do I share testimonies with patients? Is because I my hope and my prayer is that it's touching your life and someone you care about's life. Why? Because I want you to hear the good news. I want you to hear the hope that your body is designed to heal. It desires to heal, and that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. And so as a chiropractor, as someone who talks about nutrition and detoxing and gut health and exercise, my main purpose for having a clinic is to remove the interference in your body, in your health, so your body has the ability to experience an abundant level of health without drugs, without surgeries, without pills, potions, and lotions. That's why I do what I do. And so our culture right now is sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they have nowhere to go. They think that medication is the answer. They think that surgeries are the answer. They think that masks are the answer. Guys, the answer of getting healthy is health promotion. Taking responsibility for your health and focusing on how do I become counterculture, meaning how do I invest in time and energy into my health? How do I invest my life into improving my health for the future? Because what you do today impacts your health for the rest of your life. And so what are some things you can do today that you can actually help strengthen your body from the inside out? I made a quick list over the break because I was just thinking, okay, we got people texting in, we have people calling in, and they want to make new patient appointments. They want to get plugged into what we're doing in the clinic. They want to follow us on the web. They want to get new patient appointments scheduled. And you know the number to text in or call in is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. But I wanted to make a quick list here that just allows us to, what are some things we can do now, today, that's going to influence your health forever? One is spend plenty of time in fresh air and sunshine. Why? Because you get vitamin D through the sunshine, and we have to get fresh air. The more fresh air we get, the healthier we're going to be. Number two is drink plenty of clean water. Most people don't even do this. It's crazy. It's one of the most passive things you can do for your health, is drink half of your body weight in ounces of water per day. Drink half of your body weight in ounces of water per day, and it should be purified at a minimal level, okay? Get regular physical activity. Find something you enjoy doing and do it consistently. Sweat every single day, okay? Sweat every single day. Take time for rest. Get enough sleep each night. Take a weekly Sabbath where you just unplug. Connect with people you love and care about, and just for one day a week, just hold off on work. That's hard for me to do. Okay, I get it. Go to your chiropractor for regular adjustments. If you don't have a chiropractor, you need a chiropractor. Chiropractic is not just a luxury. It is absolutely essential for your health. Why? A healthy spine leads to a healthy functioning nervous system, which leads to a healthy body. A damaged spine, a stressed spine, leads to a dysfunctioning nervous system, leads to an unhealthy body today or for the rest of your life. So correct your spine and maintain your spine for how long? Forever, right? Forever. Forever. It's not just for back pain. It's not just to get rid of your headaches. It's not just to get you off medication. It's to correct your spine, and it's about healing from the inside out. It's about healing from the inside out. Why? Because you deserve it. You deserve it, okay? Eat nourishing foods. Fill up on a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables, quality proteins, fats, probiotic-rich cultured foods like we talked about last segment. And listen, leave junk food. That's not for you anymore. So don't go down a junk food aisle. Don't buy the crappy bag of chips. Don't grab the sugary cereals. But that's not for you anymore. Start doing perimeter shopping. Shop on the perimeter. Try not to go to any inside aisles if possible, okay? Supplement, right? Supplement. So there's things that can help boost your immune system from the inside. There's things that help your gut health from the inside out. We'll talk about some of those today. But you got to supplement to some level. Turn off fear. Guys, please do not let the news and social media dictate what you think and what you feel. If we're letting them dictate what we think and what we feel, we are sheeple, and we're being lost and led down a path of programming and them telling us their vision. We have to be able to think for ourselves. We have to be able to communicate clearly without being defensive, without just looking at our side and only our side is the right way. You know, I don't know what happened over the last 20 years, but I feel like we've become more divisive. And I think fear creates division. And not fear of, okay, we're going to be harmed, but fear of our ego is going to be harmed. Fear of we may be questioned and our core beliefs may actually be wrong. The foundation we've stood on for our entire life or for a period of our life is coming into question and we don't like it. It makes us uncertain. So the fear of uncertainty is what's led to division, I think, in our country, right? And so the news is not an unbiased source of information, no matter what station you watch. And it sells fear and negativity. It sells division, right? And so you got to fill your day with things that encourage and inspire you instead of division and fear. Communication and conversation with someone that may have different beliefs than you, that can actually encouragement can come out of that. Inspiration can come out of that. Learning can come out of that. But we got to turn off fear. We got to be very careful with the news and social media outlets that they're selling negativity. They're selling division. They're selling race wars. They're selling poverty wars. They're selling, you know, political wars. And listen, the thing is this. We have to be so comfortable with who we are. And we got to be responsible for changing how we perceive our environment and perceive it and our perspective of other people or other situations. And we have to have a clear perspective and a clear perception day in, day out. My pastor always talks about changing your lens. You have to change the lens that you perceive that person or that environment in. You have to change the lens of perspective where you got to change how you're perceiving them and the perspective that you've heard or that you see or that someone's told you, right? And the last thing is you got to think for yourself. You have to ask questions. Treat people with care, love, respect, whether they agree with you or not. You know, it's hard for us to do, especially me. I'm a pretty opinionated guy, right? But what I've recognized is that you can't just cut people out or cut types of people out or types of beliefs out, because what if you can learn something from that person, or what if they can learn something from you? And so I think the best thing we can do is we can approach situations in ourself and different belief models and systems by asking questions. Asking questions. See, we have medical practitioners in our clinic. We have medical doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmaceutical reps, believe it or not, in our clinic. And you would think that there's this division there, but actually, because they've asked the right questions, because I've asked them the right questions, there's this Socratic method of learning where literally the quality of the question leads to the quality of the answer that you desire and you want, right? So we got to think for ourselves. We got to ask more questions, but we can't be judging people. We can't just judge others. I think it's time that we change that. And you know, being on having a radio station, you can imagine I get a lot of people who agree with what I'm saying, but you can also imagine I get a lot of people who disagree with what I'm saying. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Because at the end of the day, my ego isn't going to be hurt. My pride isn't going to be hurt, because at the end of the day, people can have their own opinions, and it's okay to. And I'm not going to. And I would encourage you to understand that you got to stand firm in the belief system that you have, the foundation system that you have, not with anger, not with fury, but with peace, and be willing to hear someone else's side of the story, because all those things mentally will rob you. So if it doesn't serve you or them or your family, there's no reason to fight over it or to get to argue over it. It just doesn't make sense, right? And so, you know, when I think about my patients and I think about what experiences they have when it comes to their healthcare system that they've seen, I just seen that people are just broken, they're lost, and they need tips, tools, and resources to get through it. And so last thing I'm going to share with you, that you can get the Gut Health Recipe Book. It's a Gut Health Recipe Book. Literally, I'll email it to you. It's a PDF format. It's awesome. Our patients love this. If you want to get this Gut Health Recipe Book, all you got to do is pick up the phone and text in your email address. When you text in your email address, we'll send this to you. So the number to text right now to get the Gut Health Recipe Book is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com. And on our website, we have awesome resources that you can check out. And, you know, it's awesome to see the amount of traffic we're getting to our website. Every show, it's amazing that things, the website reaches and clicks spike, because people want, that just lets me know how many people want to hear the truth. And one of those people that came into our office from the radio show who wanted to hear the truth, her name was Amanda. And Amanda came in about 6 months ago from listening to the radio show, and we were actually talking about gut health again. And she called in, and she goes, "Dr. Nick, I have horrible back pain, and I have IBS, which means irritable bowel syndrome." And she goes, "Literally, I go to the GI specialist. They don't know what to do. They try putting me on this medication. It's not working. And really, I'm at a loss." And what's interesting, she goes, is that the more my back hurts, the more my IBS gets worse. And I go, that's not just a coincidence, but the nerves in the lower back, they branch off and go to the muscles in the spine, causing the pain if there's damage there. But also, those same nerves branch out and go to the lower colon. And that's what causes the IBS. It's not necessarily your emotional state. It's not necessarily the food you eat, because, you guys, I was looking at her nutrition program. I was looking at her supplements she was taking. I was looking at her level of activity and her stress levels outside of the office. And they were pretty awesome, actually. I mean, her lifestyle was on point, I would say. And so it made me think that, listen, something's got to be going wrong in her spine. And so I told Amanda, like, listen, today we're going to check your posture, range of motion. We're going to do a digital nerve system scan, which is going to show us stress on your spine. And we're going to do a full set of x-rays. And I'm going to look for the cause of the problem, not just try to give you a Band-Aid to cover up the problem. I go, do you want that? Does that sound good to you? She goes, I go, are you committed to that? She goes, I'm committed. Let's see what's going on. I want to figure out what's causing this. And so we did a full exam of Amanda's spine. We did a full set of x-rays. And in Amanda's spine, we saw that she had a 20-degree scoliosis in her lower back. From the back, it should be straight up and down. Hers was at 20 degrees. She had a curvature putting damaging pressure on the nerves that were going straight to her stomach, straight to her colon, and straight to her lower back. We actually had an answer for the first time in her life. And I told Amanda, I go, listen, there's two goals we have. One is we got to stop this from getting worse, and two is we got to correct it as much as we can. My goal is, obviously, I want you to feel amazing, Amanda, but I also want you to function even more amazing. And with tears in her eyes, she goes, listen, I've never had hope when it comes to my health until I came into your clinic. And so we started to adjust Amanda's spine through specific spinal corrective care. We started to do specific spinal rehab with Amanda. And within 3 months, Amanda's IBS had improved by 90%. And now within 6 months of her getting care in our clinic, her low back pain is completely gone. Her IBS and digestive issues are completely gone. And she's got her life back. She's got her life back. And so I wonder how many people are listening right now, have nowhere to go when it comes to low back pain or gut health issues. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And if you want a new patient appointment, normally to come into our clinic for a new patient appointment and a full set of x-rays is $150. But if you're listening to the show now and you call right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, I will answer the phone. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airways. And we're located in Rock Hill. And so we're right here. We're local. We're here to serve you. I have a radio show to give you hope when it comes to health and healing. My mission is to transform the way that you and your family manages and views their health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so that you can live to your God-given potential and not rely on drugs and surgeries and pills, potions, and lotions. Why is it so important? Because right now in our culture, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right now in North America, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. We have the most surgeries. We spend the most amount of money on sick care. We have the best doctors, the best research facilities, the best surgeries, surgical equipment. And for some reason, our results are awful in our country. They're absolutely awful. And you know why? Is we've been given prescriptions, which are pretty much permission slips, to not change our lifestyle. Just the other day, I was talking to a patient about her health and how she was doing so much better. And I said, is your husband healthy? She goes, well, yeah, he looks really great. He works out. He's in shape. He has really good muscle tone. And I go, no. I go, is he healthy? And she goes, well, I thought he was. I go, so how does he eat? She goes, he eats like crap all the time. And I go, so he can eat like crap and drink whatever he wants and not gain weight? She goes, yeah. I go, that doesn't mean he's healthy. And she goes, well, yeah, that makes sense. And I go, well, does he take medication? She goes, yeah. I go, well, then he's not healthy. She goes, he's taking a cholesterol medication, a thyroid medication, and he has testosterone and hormone issues. I go, then he's not healthy. He can't be healthy. But isn't that crazy that this person in our clinic, we absolutely love her. She's an amazing patient. She's doesn't just care about how good she looks. She cares about how healthy she is. But it's so quick, even in our same home, to be like, well, he looks good or she looks good. They're skinny. They're healthy. But guys, I'm here to tell you, it's not based off of your weight. It's not based off of how you look that makes you healthy. It's based off of how your body's functioning. And for someone to eat like crap and be on 3 medications, that's not healthy. That's not true health. So what is health? The definition of health by the World Health Organization in 1948, this has been around for years, says this, that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not just the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. That's what it says. And so how many of us say, well, I'm healthy because I feel fine? No, that doesn't count. That's not okay. Oh, I'm healthy because I just eat healthy. No, that contributes to healing, but there's other issues that could be going on. Oh, I'm healthy because I exercise. I'm healthy because I take supplements or take essential oils. I'm healthy because I do yoga. Right? So health means the body must be healing and functioning, and there's only one system in your body that controls all the healing and functioning in you right now. And that is your brain and your spinal cord. And what protects your brain and your spinal cord is your central nervous system. Is your spine. Your spine protects your central nervous system, which is your brain and your spinal cord. Our spine must be healthy in order for our central nervous system to function and heal us at 100%. What does a healthy spine look like? Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. Our spine must be straight up and down. From the side, we must have 345-degree curves in our spine. And if we've lost those curvatures over time, or one hip or one shoulder is higher than the other, or there's a scoliosis at some level, there's no way in the world you can actually be experiencing 100% health. There's no way. That's why I am a chiropractor. We focus on spinal correction, curve restoration, and taking the most amount of pressure and interference off the central nervous system with every single adjustment. See, chiropractic allows your body to fully function and heal at 100%. Eating healthy, focusing on stress management, taking supplements, detoxing, exercising, are they vital for your health? Yes. But they do not control your health. They contribute to the healing process. But the central nervous system is the only thing that controls the healing process. It's a significant difference between control and contribution. For instance, if there's damage in the nerves that go to your stomach and your GI system, there's no way your stomach and GI tract can actually function and heal 100%. You can eat as many kale salads as you want. You can take the best supplements in the world, but your body's not going to be able to digest those supplements, digest that salad, because your gut cannot function because it's not being controlled properly. And so if you're trying to figure out what to do, where to go, our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are focused on spinal correction and curve restoration. We're in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com. And we're here locally to serve our patients and to serve their family members and friends and local church and local businesses and our listeners. And why? Because you deserve it. And listen, you know, the last two segments I shared some amazing testimonies. I shared a testimony of Steve who had horrible acid reflux and numbness and tingling in his arms. And after getting care in our clinic for 2 months, his acid reflux is completely gone. His numbness and tingling is completely gone. He literally has not taken medication since he's been in our clinic, and he's canceled his surgery that he was going to get for his carpal tunnel. His body is healing. It's not just age. It's not just his occupation. He was a mechanic. It's not just his occupation. It's not just his age. It's not just his genetics. Something was wrong with his spine. We found the damage. We corrected the problem because we look for the cause of the problem, not just band-aid fixes. We want to get to the cause of the problem. We talked about Amanda, who had IBS and horrible digestive issues, been to the best specialists in St. Louis, and nothing was working. She also had horrible low back pain, and no matter what she did, low back pain was still there. No matter what she ate or supplement she took, IBS was still there. And so we started to adjust Amanda's spine. We found scoliosis, and we started to correct it and stop the progression of it. And within 6 months, her low back pain is completely gone, and her IBS is completely gone. See, we didn't change her nutrition. We didn't change her exercise routine or her yoga patterns. We said, all right, let's get the spine better and allow the body to do what it's supposed to do. See, the principles of getting healthy are simple. The application may be challenging, but that's why we have a clinic. That's why we have a clinic. A lot of people are always looking for our show for resources, for tips, for tools. And so this week's resource I'm going to send you guys is our gut health recipe book. I want to make sure you guys get this in your hands. It's our gut health recipe book. It comes in the form of a PDF via email. All you got to do to get this book is by texting in your email address. We'll send this to you. Text in your email address right now, and we'll send this gut health recipe book to you for free, complimentary. It's awesome. I love it. My patients love it. The number to text in is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, guys, there's a lot of patients that come along who, on their new patient appointment, they say, I wish somebody told me about this earlier. I wish somebody told me about your office and what you do and chiropractic earlier. And one of those people that came in about 3 months ago, his name's Sean. Sean came in once again. He was listening to the radio show. His wife called in and said, listen, you got to get my husband in. He's 32 years old. He has horrible neck pain, and he has a headache nearly every single day. And I talked to her. I go, listen, why do you want him to come in so bad? She goes, well, of course, I love my husband. I want him to feel great, but I feel like he's missing out on life. And when she told me that, she just started kind of, she got choked up a little bit. I go, so I can't imagine what that's like, but explain that to me. Like, what would you like to see his life be like if he had no more neck pain and headaches? What would change in his life or your life? She goes, well, I know he'd be a more present father to his three boys. I know he'd be able to go on vacation with us. I know that we wouldn't have to cancel date nights because his headaches are so bad. I just feel like I would have my husband back. And so when Sean came into the office, he was at a loss. Neck pain was horrible. Headaches were horrible. And I told Sean, I go, if we can help you, are you willing to put the time and effort into doing this? He goes, I'm willing to do anything. I'm sick of drugs. I'm sick of Botox injections into my skull for the headaches. I'm sick of going to neurologists with no answers. And he goes, for the first time, I have some hope. So we did a full exam of Sean's spine and his neck from the side. He should have a 45-degree curvature, and his was at 0 degrees. He had lost 100% of the curvature in his neck, which is literally stretching and damaging the spinal cord and nerves, causing his neck pain to be horrible, causing his headaches to be awful. And for the first time, he had an answer. So we started to adjust Sean's spine. We started to restore the curvature of the neck, take pressure off the nerves. Because it's now been 3 months. Sean is headache-free. His neck pain is completely gone. And he has his life back. His wife came to me in tears a couple weeks ago saying, I don't know what you're doing, but it's working. I should probably come into the clinic. Our kids should probably come into the clinic, because if it's good for him, it's going to be good for us. And I wonder how many people are listening to the show right now who know someone, or maybe them themselves, are suffering with headaches and neck pain. They don't know where to go. The first step is by coming into the clinic for a new patient exam and x-rays. Normally, to come into our office for a new patient exam and x-rays is $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call in and schedule right now, it's only $60. So literally, you save $90 by calling in right now. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you pick up the phone and call, we will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So call right now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner and founder of Health From Within. Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com, and we have amazing resources on there for you. You can learn about who I am. You can learn about our team, and it's awesome. Just to get plugged into what we're doing, we're also all over Facebook and Instagram. I mean, follow our page. We post a lot of great recipes. We post a lot of awesome things on there, and it's complimentary. That way you can stay plugged into what we're doing. And so right now in our culture, you know, my main mission and purpose and prayer for you is that you recognize that the responsibility for your health is on you. It's not your age's fault. It's not your genetics fault. It's you, what you've done or not done to your body for years. Now, we can talk about that in a negative light, or you can say it's a positive light. Where you are today, if your health is amazing, is on you. It's on nothing else but you. So if we're going to take fault for the good, we got to take fault for the bad. We can't say, well, Johnny's lucky because he can he eats really healthy and he runs all the time and he takes a lot of supplements and he goes to the chiropractor. Well, he's lucky he doesn't have heart disease. That's not luck. That's work. That is work. We also can't say, well, oh, that person's overweight and they're taking seven medications and they're on disability or they're in a wheelchair. Oh, they must have bad what? Bad luck. It's not bad luck. It's not bad genes. It's not their age. It's what they've done or not done to their body for years. And listen, guys, I have compassion for both sides of that. I'm not saying I don't have compassion or I don't care. Because you know what? I've seen that person who was told that it's not their fault all their whole life, that they're unhealthy and overweight and on medication. I've seen that person come into my clinic day in, day out, put their foot down and say, listen, it's time I do something different for my health. And I'm going to do everything you say, Dr. Nick. I'm going to get amazing results. And guess what's happened? They get amazing results. They throw away their cane. They lose hundreds of pounds. They get off the medication. Not because I told them to. It's because they said they're going to. It's absolutely key to recognize that. It's not by accident that someone's life transforms in a positive way. It's not by accident that somebody gets their life back. It's not by accident that someone loses their health. Not by accident. And so I think we got to step back and say, listen, what part do I have in my health? And I would say that 10% goes to your genetics, 90% is on you. So if you want to get specific, normally I would say 110% is on you. But if you want to be down to the percentage and still have some blame there, is 10% is genetic. 10% of your health outcomes goes back to your genes. 90% is on you. And so, listen, guys, on this show and in person and in my office, I have the tendency to get compassionate sometimes, right? So that means I'm upset and I'm compassionate, right? And I think it's healthy to do. I think it's healthy to do. Why? Because it just reminds you, it lights that fire in your heart that listen, people are out there that need me or need the truth. They need a place to go. They need a culture to be a part of. They need a doctor that's on their side. It's not just across the table from them, giving them prescription medications. They need a doctor who's going to walk them towards a place of health on a journey with ups and downs along the way, but never leave their side, never lose hope, and give them the truth. And I'll tell you this, is that as I see people texting in right now, as I see people calling in over the break, leaving voicemails for me to get back to them and schedule new patient appointments, as I see people texting in to get our gut health recipe book, every week it just gives me more and more hope. It gives me more hope that people care about their health, that they want to are willing to do something different for their health, and they're willing to take their health to the next level. See, the principles of getting healthy are simple. The application is challenging. That's why I have a health center. If the application was easy, then we could just all figure it out via podcasts and via emails and via texts and via radio show and TV shows. But the application, you need a team. And we have a team in our clinic that's designed to take you on a journey of health. Whether that's to get off medications, to get rid of your neck pain, to get rid of your IBS, to throw away the cane, to get off medications, to lose weight, we're here for you. That's why we show up to work. See, my team, my staff, they don't come to work for me. They work to see your stories and your testimonies. Listen, they love our patients. Our patients love them. Why? Because we're in this together. We're in this together. We don't just walk the walk and talk the talk, but we live it. We live it. We live the five essentials. The five essentials, if you haven't heard this yet, essential number one is our mindset. What's your mindset look like? Do you believe you're healthy? Do you believe that you want to be healthy? Do you believe that you're fearfully and wonderfully made? Number two is our nervous system and our spine. Do you know that your spine has to be healthy to be well? If you don't take care of your spine, you're missing everything. Three is nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detoxing. See, getting healthy is not just a good idea, but it's essential for your life. Health is our number one asset. So if we lose our health, we lose everything. I mean, look at our culture. Someone gets healthy, they stop. Everything stops. Someone gets unhealthy or they lose their health, everything stops. Work stops. Church stops. Family functions stop. Relationships stop, right? So we have to understand that getting healthy is going to be something that you have to focus on. It's not just maybe I'll be healthy, maybe it'll show up. No. It takes time. It takes investment. It takes getting uncomfortable. It takes being inconvenienced a little bit. And earlier in the show, I shared three testimonies of our patients who have seen amazing results. Was it easy for them to get well? No, but is it easier than getting sick? Absolutely. Steve came in with horrible acid reflux and carpal tunnel, was told he needs surgery and acid reflux medication for the rest of his life. After 2 months of care in our clinic, he has no more numbness and tingling. He's literally canceled the surgery. His acid reflux is completely gone. He takes no more medication. Steve has his life back. We talked about Amanda, who suffered with low back pain and IBS, digestive issues her entire life. After 6 months of care in our clinic, her IBS is completely gone. Her low back pain is completely gone. She's on no medications, and Amanda's got her life back. Last segment, we talked about Sean, who had horrible neck pain, 32 years old, three boys, couldn't be a father because he had horrible headaches every day. His wife literally called in for him saying, I don't know what to do, but my husband's headaches are horrible. He's not able to live the life I feel like he deserves. He can't go on date nights with me. We can't go on vacations. He can't be a good father. He's missing work. It's time that he gets his life back. After 3 months of care in our clinic, his neck pain is completely gone. His headaches are completely gone. Sean has his life back. I share these stories not to brag about somebody who's healthy. And if you're not healthy, I'm not bragging about them, but their stories matter. Their stories matter because I know it impacts your life to hear good news about health and healing. And I don't want anybody on this listening to this show or my patients to become a statistic that says you're going to be on medication forever, a stat that says that you're 60 years old, so here's your cholesterol and blood pressure medication, a statistic that says that 5 out of 6 Americans will get heart disease, cancer, or diabetes. 5 out of 6. That is an absolute crisis. So my listeners and my patients, you don't deserve to be a stat. You deserve to be well. You deserve to be healthy. Is it easy? No. Does it take work? Yes. Is it an investment in your time, money, and energy? Yes. But isn't it better to invest time, money, and energy and your purpose and your drive and your focus into getting well, either reversing disease or preventing disease, than it is to try to treat disease in chronic illness? See, I'd much rather go to a chiropractic office, to the gym, to the health food store, buy supplements, to go detox, to focus on my mindset on my own terms, than go to the hospital to get out of a crisis, or to go to my primary care physician to get more medications, or go to a surgeon to get surgery. Doesn't it just sound better to avoid that system? I think that's what we got to recognize. Doesn't it sound better? Yes, it does. It does. How do we do that? You have a team. And so this week's resource I want to get into your hands, it's our gut health recipe book. It's a PDF format. I will email this to you. Everyone loves this. It has recipes to help with your gut health. The number to text in with your email address so I can send this to you is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Now, this last testimony I'm going to share with you is a patient. Her name is Jessie. Jessie's a patient. She's in her early 30s, and she came in with constipation her entire life. Even since she was a kid, her mom brought her in. And And she had also admitted low back pain. And she was an athlete growing up. She did gymnastics. She did dance. And that's what caused her, she thought that caused her low back pain and mid back pain. And she goes, every time I have mid and low back pain, my digestive issues get worse. And she goes, no one's ever told me why. And so I showed her this chart on our wall in our exam room. And in the chart, it shows you the nerves that branch out of the lower back, they go directly to the lower colon, to the mid colon, to the upper colon. And what we started to do is I said, listen, Jesse, the low back pain and mid back pain is directly correlated to the constipation issues that you have. She goes, no one's ever told me that. I go to all these different specialists and no one's ever told me that. My mom never knew. I tried taking all these supplements and nothing's working. And so with Jesse, we said, listen, if we get your mid and low back healthy, then what we're going to do is you're going to see digestive changes happen. And so we did a full exam of Jesse's spine and her lower back from the side. She should have a 45-degree curve. Her curve was at 0 degrees out of 45 degrees. We saw that there was damaging pressure on the disc spaces, not only causing the pain, but causing the nerve damage going to her colon, causing her colon to literally shut down. And so with Jesse, we knew we could help her. We knew we could help. And so fast forward now, it's been 5 months in our clinic. She's getting chiropractic care on a regular basis. She's doing her spinal rehab. Her low back pain is completely gone. And her constipation is 90% better. 90% better after 5 months. You want to talk about someone who has her life back. Jesse has her life back. Now she has hope. Now her organs are working. And now she's feeling amazing. And I wonder how many people are listening to the show right now who may have low back pain or mid back pain, may have digestive issues, and you've never really figured out if there's a correlation between spine and digestive issues. And how do we figure that out is with x-rays. X-rays tell us everything. They don't lie. They're black and white, right? And so if you're listening to the show right now, our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. And you know, like you want to see if we can help you or someone you love and care about, you have to schedule a new patient appointment. That's where we all start. That's where we got to start. And so how to schedule a new patient appointment right now is by simply calling in. So when you call in, I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, which includes going over your history, your health goals, and what's going on. Doing a complete nerve system scan and evaluation, posture, range of motion check, and a full set of x-rays. Normally, that's $150 if you're walking off the street into our clinic. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call in right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you, and I'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. 7214. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. God bless, and tune in next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.